I want to devote real attention to SpaceX today because the volume of news coming out of that single company is genuinely remarkable. Let's start with the earnings report because it sets the financial context for everything else. SpaceX reported its first earnings as a public company and beat revenue estimates. The specific numbers haven't been disclosed at the granularity I'd like, but the shares fell in after-hours trading as investors braced for a lockup expiration later this week. Lockup expirations are standard post-IPO mechanics. Insiders and early investors who were prohibited from selling during the lockup period are now free to do so, which creates selling pressure regardless of the company's fundamental performance.
The mystery buyer who placed a $20 million options bet that SpaceX could triple in value by Friday, which would mean roughly tripling from a market cap likely in the hundreds of billions, is either someone with information the market doesn't have, or it's an extremely aggressive, speculative position. Options that would require a stock to triple in 2 days are extraordinarily cheap, precisely because the probability is very low, so the $20 million buys an enormous notional exposure. If you're right, the payoff is extraordinary. If you're wrong, you lose the premium. The mystery is who thinks they know something about SpaceX's value that the market is currently missing.
The Starship upper stage tower catch planned for this month is technically the most ambitious thing on SpaceX's calendar right now. The first stage catching the Super Heavy booster in the Mechazilla arms at the launch tower, has been demonstrated multiple times. Catching the upper stage, which is traveling at far higher velocity and has a much smaller margin for error, is a different engineering challenge entirely. The satellite images showing a Starship upper stage being towed through the Indian Ocean by tugboats suggest a recovery operation from a previous test, and it gives you a visceral sense of the scale of what SpaceX is attempting. This is not a small rocket being fished out of a bay.
SpaceX announcing plans to compete directly with AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile using Starlink connectivity is a statement that should be taken seriously by the telecom industry in a way it might not have been 2 years ago. The three incumbents have a combined market capitalization in the hundreds of billions and physical infrastructure built over decades. But SpaceX's Starlink network, now with several thousand satellites in low Earth orbit, is increasingly capable of providing broadband competitive with terrestrial networks in urban areas, not just rural ones. If Starlink can offer reliable low-latency service in major metros, the "you can't replace fiber" argument weakens significantly.
The NVIDIA partnership for orbital AI data centers takes Starlink in a direction that few people anticipated even 18 months ago. The idea is that compute capacity hosted on satellites can serve AI inference workloads with lower latency to certain geographies than ground-based data centers can. Whether the economics of space-based compute actually pencil out is genuinely uncertain. Launch costs, power constraints in orbit, thermal management, and the difficulty of maintenance are all non-trivial. But the fact that NVIDIA is involved suggests at least one major chip company thinks the technical path is credible enough to bet resources on.
The job postings for AI data center work on and off Earth, SpaceX's actual phrasing, are the kind of recruitment signal that tells you something real about where a company's capital allocation is going. You don't post jobs for a capability you're not actually building. The question is timeline and whether the unit economics ever support a business that isn't subsidized by the launch business.
And NASA tapping Cybertrucks as astronaut escape vehicles for the Crew 13 launch is the kind of story that's easy to laugh at but has real operational logic. The escape vehicle for astronauts at the launch pad needs to be fast, reliable, capable of operating in difficult conditions near a potentially failing rocket, and of a size that can carry the crew plus equipment rapidly. A large electric truck with serious torque and range checks some of those boxes. Whether it's the optimal vehicle for that specific application is a separate question, but the choice isn't as arbitrary as it sounds.